For the hundreds who vanished, and for the thousands who didn't, may your stories not be forgotten. For those who help today's orphans find forever homes, may you always know the value of your work and your love.
Did you know that in this land of the free and home of the brave, there is a great baby market? And the securities which change hands are not mere engraved slips of paper promising certain financial dividends, but live, kicking, flesh and blood babies. From the article, The Baby Market, The Saturday Evening Post, February 1st, 1930. They are, Georgia Tan said repeatedly, blank slates. They are born untainted, and if you adopt them at an early age and surround them with beauty and culture, they will become anything you wish them to be. Barbara Byzance Raymond, The Baby Thief.
Prelude. Baltimore, Maryland, August 3rd, 1939. My story begins on a sweltering August night in a place I will never set eyes upon. The room takes life only in my imaginings. It is large most days when I conjure it. The walls are wide and clean, the bed linens crisp as a fallen leaf. The private suite has the very finest of everything. Outside, the breeze is weary, and the cicadas throb in the tall trees, their verdant hiding places just below the window frames. The screens sway inward as the attic fan rattles overhead, pulling at wet air that has no desire to be moved. The scent of pine wafts in, and the woman's screams press out as the nurses hold her fast to the bed. Sweat pools on her skin and rushes down her face and arms and legs. She'd be horrified if she were aware of this. She is pretty, a gentle, fragile soul. Not the sort who would intentionally bring about the catastrophic unraveling that is only this moment, beginning. In my multifold years of life, I have learned that most people get along as best they can. They don't intend to hurt anyone. It is merely a terrible byproduct of surviving. It isn't her fault, all that comes to pass after that one final, merciless push. She produces the very last thing she could possibly want. Silent flesh comes forth. A tiny, fair-haired girl, as pretty as a doll, yet blue and still. The woman has no way of knowing her child's fate, or if she does know, the medications will cause the memory of it to be nothing but a blur by tomorrow. She ceases her thrashing and surrenders to the twilight sleep, lulled by the doses of morphine and scopolamine administered to help her defeat the pain, to help her release everything, and she will. Sympathetic conversation takes place as doctors stitch and nurses clean up what is left. So sad when it happens this way. So out of order when a life has not even one breath in this world. You have to wonder sometimes why, when a child is so very wanted. A veil is lowered. Tiny eyes are shrouded. They will never see. The woman's ears hear but cannot grasp. All slips in and slips away. It is as if she is attempting to catch the tide, and it drains through her clenched fingers, and finally she floats out along with it. A man waits nearby, perhaps in the hallway just outside the door. He is stately, dignified, unaccustomed to being so helpless